Brian and Trisha on this Friday, March 19th. It is 6:33, our morning conversation today. You know, there's a lot of talk about stimulus checks and, you know, people getting their stimulus money. So let's dream. If you could buy something completely outrageous that you could either use your stimulus money for or help, that your stimulus money would help buy this, what outrageous thing would you buy?
And again, this is not something that you actually need.
No.
Or that will actually help you. It's totally selfish, dream, goofy thing.
It's outrageous.
So what do you want?
So mine is, I want to walk into a convenience store, you know, that sells the good ice.
Oh yeah, the good ice.
Okay, so I want to walk into this convenience store and I want to say, I just want to buy that whole machine right there. I just want the machine. And can I have a couple cups? Because I like the cups. So I'll even buy the cup dispenser. And so I just, not because I want the soda. I don't drink soda. So what I want is the good ice part, but it all comes together. So could I just buy that? And could you load it in the back of my car, please?
Well, the cool thing is this has every kind of soda pop in it that you would probably want. I mean, not every kind in the world, but it's got all the major brands and some of the sub brands, and it's got, you know, like sports drinks in it. It's got a little of everything, plus the good ice.
Yes, and if I could just get water, because that's pretty much what I drink, coffee and water and the good ice. So I'd have it right there, water and ice. But, I mean, the main thing is this ginormous, you know, when you walk into the convenience store, this thing
where
is...
Where would you put it?
It's... I'd have to move everything out of the laundry room except for the washer and dryer. So washer and dryer would be on one side, and this ice dispenser fountain, soda fountain machine would be on the other side.
You're going to need to put like a lounge chair in there because you're just going to sit in the laundry room eating good ice.
No, I mean, I will be able to just take it to the other room. I'll just walk. Can somebody go get me some ice, please?
Where no, but I know you.
The laundry room.
You'll be like, I'm just going to sit in here and fold these towels and crunch on some good ice.
Oh, that would be so...
Put you a flat screen on the wall right there.
I don't want to spend that much time in my laundry room. Come on now.
You would if you had access to good ice.
I just want the access to the good ice. And I mean, if I'm dreaming, how ridiculous is that?
That was pretty crazy.
And could you imagine the look on the people's face when I walk into the convenience store and I ask this? They're going to be like, are you serious? Yes, I am dead serious. Totally serious here.
I know what I would want.
What do you want?
But I wouldn't have enough. This wouldn't be enough money to get it with the stimulus money.
I don't think mine is either for my
I don't know what those
machine.
Cost.
I would imagine it's a lot.
I want a fully restored, back to, you know, release date, brand new looking, absolutely, completely perfect 1978 Pontiac Trans Am Firebird.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah. In black with the spiderweb wheels. In gold. I want it exactly like Burt Reynolds' car in Smokey and the Bandit.
That's awesome. So your stimulus check could be like the down payment.
I could buy the transmission for that car, maybe.
Maybe. All right, we're just dreaming here.
Yeah. I've always said if I got stupid rich and had money to just throw away, that's the first thing I would buy. I would go find exactly that perfect car. And there's a lot of them out there that have been restored.
Yeah.
I mean, showroom quality. Perfect.
So give us a call. Tell us what outrageous thing would you buy. Let's have fun. 270-763-9830.
Toll free 800-905-0983, or you can weigh in on Facebook. What would you blow your stimmy on if you could just waste it on something?